Walking home that afternoon, I finally understood that I'd spent months looking in the wrong direction, backward. I was blaming myself for losing her. I was wondering about what I could do to get her back. And as much as it hurt, I was finding comfort in holding on to something that was gone, because at least I knew how I felt, lousy, and what I could expect. It was much safer than putting all those bad feelings aside and starting over. The thought of starting over was scary. Would anyone else want me? How much rejection would I face? Hell, how much could I handle? I realized on that walk back to my apartment that the thing I'd missed most about my girlfriend was having a fixed point in my life, the security of knowing whom I'd spend my Friday nights with. As long as I held on to the idea of winning her back, as long as I held on to my pain, I'd have a fixed point of a different sort. It would hurt, sure, but it would be less frightening than venturing out again into the unknown. And then I realized something else. This was an unusually productive walk. Starting over meant having hope. Hope that someone would want me and would treat me with more respect than the person I just walked away from. Letting go of all the pain and embarrassment, of all of the what-if questions, meant I might actually be happy again. When I got home, I found the calendar that I used to keep track of all the movies I saw. I had a 2-flick-per-week habit even then, and I opened it to the current week. There, on the right side of Thursday and the left side of Friday, I drew a heavy vertical line. I gave myself a stopper. About 6 months later, I fell in love with someone who didn't need to comparison shop before deciding I was worthy for the first time. I told you earlier that I found 3 lessons in this whole Baloo-shredding, Oprah-watching tale of heartbreak. The first was about self-control and how losing it can be more costly than you might think. The second lesson can be found in the title of this chapter, Letting Go. Holding on to things that aren't good for you, or in my case aren't even real, can be comforting, but happiness is never found when you're looking behind you. Learn whatever lessons you can from the things that happened to you, and then put those things aside and look ahead. In the Bible, God turns Lot's wife into a pillar of salt when she turns to take a last look back at her city, which God is in the process of destroying. That strikes me as excessive punishment, but it makes the point. Keep your eyes on what's ahead of you, and don't waste time on the bad things in your wake, because they have a way of sucking you back into them. The third lesson didn't hit me until about 5 years later, when I heard a song by a guy named Don Henley. It's a breakup song called The Heart of the Matter, and though it pains me to admit that I had a major revelation thanks to something playing on Z100, one line in that song hit me like a 2x4. "I think it's about forgiveness," Henley sang, "even if you don't love me anymore." Now, you might think old Don was asking some woman to forgive him, but I don't. I don't think he meant her forgiveness at all. Letting go is about forgiveness. It's about understanding all your own failings, the shame over making an ass of yourself, the weakness involved in wanting to run away, vowing to try to do better next time, and then letting yourself off the hook, forgiving yourself. One more quick stopper story before we move on. On the day I turned 25, I gave myself another stopper, this time because I was dating too much and couldn't seem to find anyone special. I know, it sounds like I'm bragging, but trust me, nothing is lonelier than spending a Saturday night with someone you're not interested in. You'll go on bad dates, you'll see. I drew the line in the calendar and made myself a vow, no more dates for a while. I'd rededicate myself to my job and my friends, and stop trying so hard to fall in love. The next day, I met my wife. Long live the stopper.